But I was born on campus, and so from the time I was born, it was Army-Navy. And whenever we were overseas, wherever we were, Army-Navy Saturday, everything in the house shut down, and we were watching. I've been able to go to five or six of them in my life. It's just it's an emotional and an amazing weekend.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but here at the place you would want to be if you were a sports fan, if you are an American, it is Radio Row for Army, Navy, and excited to have a guy, a great storyteller out there who usually shares his insights for the Baltimore Ravens, but here we've got Senior Vice President of Communications for that team, the one and only Chad Steele. Chad, welcome to WGN, welcome to Army, Navy. Welcome to Baltimore, right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here, and we're going to have a great weekend here. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to be here because we're going to be in Cincinnati playing with the Ravens, but Army-Navy is my favorite week of the year. It has been basically my entire life. It's amazing.
You think about this, you know, in the business, the communication business, the storytelling business, when it comes to that, this is a game that has so many stories around it. Obviously, football, you know, the rivalries, right, of things that you're familiar with, obviously, in the NFL, but also those great stories of America, America's team, America's game. Talk a little bit about that, like your connection to the game and to the sport itself.
Yeah, so my father, Gary Steele, was the first black football player at West Point back in, it was September 13th, 1966.
You remember it well.
I remember the stories well. You know, my grandfather was a Buffalo soldier, and he was stationed at West Point in the 40s. And so he and his best friend were sitting there in the stands the first time my dad played against Kansas State. And it was just kind of a monumental moment for our family. And so he graduated and then came back to coach. And I was born on campus. The hospital is now an admission center, but I was born on campus. And so from the time I was born, it was Army-Navy. And whenever we were overseas, wherever we were, Army-Navy Saturday, everything in the house shut down. And we were watching. I've been able to go to five or six of them in my life. It's an emotional and an amazing weekend.
It's a consequential background, a consequential story. I knew about your dad. I knew about his history being there, the first player and everything that means. But to be born on post and be such a big part of it, where it was more than just a story to you, right? Because you've been in and around it this entire time.
Absolutely. It's been our lives. And, you know, we did that with my sister and my brother. Like I said, every Army-Navy Saturday was monumental in our house. And we've passed that along to our children. And my wife, who's from California, really didn't know too much about the military. When the game was here, I think it was 2016, I said, hey, we're going to go. We're on a bye week. And, you know, I said, hey, we got to get there at 8. And she's like, well, the kickoff's at like 3. Why? And I said, no, you don't understand.
You don't
march
understand.
On and all this. And then we get there. She's like, oh, my gosh, I get it now. So it's just on my flight, I'll have my iPad up and I'll be watching it. And when we're in meetings, we'll be watching it just because you know what it means to the country and you know what it means to everybody. But for me personally, having that connection since the time I was born is amazing.
It's still a fan to this day, obviously. Yes. You mentioned a couple of things, a couple of connection points. You mentioned Kansas State, right? And from the current, you take all of that past and those origin stories, and you bring it to this year, you know, a year that has brought some challenges for Army, but mm-hmm. some great moments. That Kansas, I was at that Kansas State game, and that was pretty exciting. Talk about that. Of course, Kansas State has, with Fort Riley right there, a great connection to the military as well.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at those little connections, because I graduated high school. My dad's last post was at Fort Leavenworth.
Oh,
so
wow.
I graduated there. So it's, you know, KU, I have so many K-State friends. So there was a little bit talking back and forth that week, and it's been up and downs. But you see, no matter what happens, these guys are going to fight each and every play. It doesn't matter. And, you know, particularly for this, and talking to my dad about it, you know, he won twice. He won a sophomore year and his junior year. But what that means, everything, all those games leading up to it, is preparing you for this. And that's just the amazing thing. There's so many people that really don't even need to have the connections to the military academies to understand what it means.
We're based out of Chicago. We reach 38 states in Canada, so a big listening audience. But the Bears, right, that's big. Of course, Packers rivalry when it comes to that. Talk a little bit about, as a guy who's in the rivalry business in the NFL and grew up on the Army-Navy side, just how it transcends all of them. They say it's the greatest rivalry, but I know dealing with whether it's the Navy folks or the folks at West Point, every single day, every single minute, every email is ended with beat Navy, beat Army. I mean, this is something lived constantly.
It is. And, you know, I've been in the NFL now for 25 years, and I have been part of a Ravens-Steelers rivalry for 24 years. And there is bad blood, and it is every week that you're playing the Steelers, you go into that mode. but it's nothing like Army Navy. You know, it's just everything that you do. And I have two uncles that went to West Point, two cousins that went to West Point. We have another cousin who's the black sheep who went ROTC from Notre Dame, and he's a Navy pilot. But everything that week is go Army, beat Navy, go Army, beat Navy. We don't talk to Cousin Patrick during the week because he was on the other side. But it really does. I don't think there's any way you could really define it. It doesn't matter. You could have gone 0-10 in the season, but you beat Navy. That's a good day.
Oh, my gosh. Understood. And you think about that and those connections and all of that. When it comes to your connection to this city, not far from Annapolis, and so it almost feels like, at least from a proximity travel standpoint, it feels kind of like a home game. My son is up at West Point, and so they have to leave at like 2 in the morning or whatever. I mean, it's a big trip. Talk about Baltimore. You know, this is the thing from a weather standpoint. We'll let the listeners know that as it is 1 degree, on game, you'll be mid-40s here, right? So, yes. So from a tourism and travel thing, this is a definite place to be. Talk about Baltimore, what you love.
Yeah, you know, Baltimore's a great city, and I lived all over the world, and I didn't think I was gonna, you know, Baltimore wasn't on my radar to spend spend the majority of my adult life and raising my kids, but it's such a fantastic city. And as I said, I think I've been to probably as an adult 6 or 7 Army Navy games. I've been in Philly and the Meadowlands, been here. This really is the best place for it. I mean, I'm looking over your shoulder right now, you can see M&T Bank Stadium. There are these hotels all the way around. So it really, the city embraces it, and the city understands how important it is. They love our game days, but Army-Navy game day here is really, really special. So it means a lot to the city to be able to showcase the city a little bit, yeah. But to be able to host heroes here is an amazing thing.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Chad Steele, the Senior Vice President of Communications for the Baltimore Ravens. It is easy to tell by our conversation so far where your allegiances lie, right? Who you're rooting for, but do you have a prediction? Do you have I know what you like to see? What do you think you're going to see?
A hard-fought game. And as I've said, you know, Navy had a great season. Army was a little bit up and down, but they always say you throw out the records.
Is exactly the same story.
Exactly. So my prediction is a close game with Army eking it out at the
end. It could happen.
It could. I'm going to manifest that. I'm going to manifest. I'm going to talk it into existence.
You're going to predict it into existence.
Yes.
Right. All right, Chad. Well, thank you so much. I know you've got so much to do. You're going to still, on the storyline side, the Ravens, even though it's been a challenging year, still right there, you know, with the Steelers for the division. Any predictions? I mean, obviously you feel like you're going to win, but just your thoughts on positivity for the Ravens as we end up the season.
Well, you know, yeah, it's been an up and down season, but Coach Harbaugh spoke to the media on Wednesday, and the line that he used that I love is, we win, we control our own destiny. And that's really all you can ask for. Yeah, you've been up, you've been down. You know, we had a great season last year. We haven't had that success. But the great thing is we still control our own destiny. And what everybody wants is for it to come down to game 272, you know, maybe Sunday night in Pittsburgh, Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers for the divisions. We're in that position now. And all we have to do is win, and we control our own destiny.
Big game, big consequence. None bigger than this weekend, Army-Navy. Chad, thanks so much for everything you're doing for the NFL, for communication, your family, service, all of those things. And thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Go Army.